This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, everyone. Rise and shine. Let's give God the glory. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders. Thank you for connecting with this global empowerment community, where we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And today, I want you to just affirm that I am a divine reflection of the glory of God. As He is above, so am I, right here, right now. And today I prosper, even as my soul prosper. With that being said, let's activate the success mind all over this global empowerment community. And we do that by taking a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, we just bring ourselves present right here, right now, to the sacred moment. A moment that we're stepping into fresh. A moment that has never been seen or used before. And we sit in this moment. And I want you to sit all the way down in your heart center. Sit in your spirit. Next, healing deep breath in. And as we sit in our space today, we are fully awake, fully alert, fully focused, and we allow ourselves to just be. To be the wonderful and magnificent beings that we are. We allow ourselves to be. One more good heal and deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment and we allow ourselves to be, we can feel the Holy Spirit's presence activated. We can feel our spirit and our vibration rising. And we are in a space of great joy and rejoicing. And we're so thankful and grateful for another day and another opportunity. And we sit in this sacred moment and we just release and relax, knowing that all is well. You are greatly loved. All is well. All things are working together, fitting into a plan for good. People, circumstances, conditions are moving and rearranging, lining up for your highest good, so that everything that is due to you to live a peaceful and fruitful life is manifested for you right now. And we stir and activate your heart today. And we point you in the way of being an impact to others, that as you move and as you go about, you bring life, you bring joy, and you bring peace everywhere you go. And it is so. One more good healing deep breath in. If you're just joining us again, this is Dr. Elona Sanders, and I'm so thankful that we are here today. And I want to say, rise and shine. Let's give God the glory on this wonderful day in the Christian community that they celebrate as Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. I'm so happy to be here. I am full with joy and overjoyed today. And today, I want to just take a few moments and encourage you. We will not be very long, as some of you are scurrying to move about. This is the one day a year that we do try to get out and go to church with family. and families go to church that have not been all year. But what I want to do today, I want to encourage you and with just one or two points today. And number one, the first thing I want us to do is just make a conscious decision to be joyful today, to rejoice, and to just be happy. I want you to take all the pressure off yourself, all the things that press up against you, that's bombarding your mind, all the thoughts that are swirling around, all the concerns that you may have, and let's put all of that to rest today. We don't want to be anxious for anything, but we really do want to relax and we want to rest today to allow that joy to just spring up in our hearts. And we want to just really embrace today a joyful living. As is so fitting on a day like today, just rejoice in the fact that we are alive and we are here. And the whole meaning of resurrection or to resurrect means to bring to life again. And so today we don't want to be in anxiety about anything, but we want to be able to rest and relax and allow joy to just spring up. And let's be joyful and happy and thankful that we are here and we are alive and that we are continuing on. So today, no pressure. No pressure to be great. No pressure to manifest. No pressure to do anything except be. And when you be, and I'm saying be with a capital B, E, be out of your being, when we can land in that space and we're allowing all anxiety, all stress, all worry, all concern, everything that wants to intimidate you, we just release it and let it go. So when we come present and we say that we are in this sacred moment right here, right now, in this present moment, we can say that we're fine. Everything is okay. All is well. Whatever wants to threaten you or intimidate you, it can't do it at this moment. This moment is fine. So we own this moment and we want to rejoice and we want to come to a place of great joy. And number two, I want you to really take today to really just be in this space of joy, be in this space of gratitude today, and then give yourself credit. Give yourself a lot of credit today. Today will not be a day for you to doubt yourself, to be down on yourself, to criticize yourself, but to really acknowledge that you are okay and that you're more than okay and you are embracing your divine self, your divine being. I was looking last weekend, I was watching that march that many of you were able to look at last weekend, and I saw all those young people. Beloved, I'm telling you, that was the most refreshing thing I have seen in the last year, probably. That blessed me. I boo-hooed and boo-hooed for a long time. And when I got done, and I want to know if you can really feel what I'm saying. When I got done watching that and just listening to all of these young people, I can't even begin to put into words how encouraged I was, how refreshed I was. And when I finished with that program, everything in my spirit said these words, "Now we can pray." And I want to know if you can see that and be in alignment with that, knowing that we have some worthy goals to support in prayer. See, a lot of times when we think about prayer and we're talking about praying, we're always looking at the downside. We're looking at the opposition. We're looking at warfare in that sense, like we have to really go in and fight. But I want us to start taking a different perspective on prayer. As I teach in the School of Prayer Technology, it's all about taking a totally different perspective about the way you pray. And it's time now to undergird and support some things in prayer from your place of power and your place of position. So as we continue to just send our prayers, our thoughts, our warm wishes, it was just so refreshing. And on a funny note, I was like, gee, I must be aging because it seemed like those young people were talking really, really fast. And so I said, I hope that I'm not using my ability to speak quickly like New Yorkers do. All right, so with that being said, I want us to look at some things because we have been talking about a supernatural power, collective power, looking at new horizons. But today is all about recentering. As we are in a new quarter and we have just come out of the first quarter of this year, it went by very, very quickly. Today is a day for resetting, to just hit a reset button and just relax and just really let the joy begin to come up and bubble up in your heart, because that, beloved, is going to anchor you and it's going to center you back in a place of power. So as we're gathered today in this community, we are letting our hearts and our spirits touch one another. We are stirring up a strong vibrational frequency of joy and thanksgiving and gratitude, knowing that it is this energy and it is this power that goes before us with everything we do. So if you don't mind today, as we are sitting in this sacred moment, and you're allowing yourself to just sit deep in your heart center, deep in your spirit, allow the Holy Spirit's presence to be activated like never before. And as we are in this space, and I feel the prophetic wind stirring, even now, that we allow the light of God that is within each and every one of us to just emerge and come together. And to see this light that we are creating just growing, moving, and expanding. And this light just going out before you from wherever you are. And I really want you to be able to see this in your divine imagination. I want you to see the light of God that is within you, how it's coming up now. And I want you to begin to see this light emanating out from you. And I want you to see, rather you're sitting, standing, or laying down, I want you to see this light going downward, grounding you and anchoring you, as well as coming upward. And I want you to see the light that you know that shines bright from heaven coming down, and everything connecting, everything converging, coming out of your heart center. So you see that you're covered and engulfed in nothing but pure light, pure energy, pure consciousness from the bottom to the top and all around you. And then I want you to see this light beginning to move out from you, and this light being able to just move everything as it's going out, touching, bringing life, resurrecting, bringing peace, bringing joy, success, and abundance. And this is the power, beloved, that you walk with each and every day. And today I want you to own it. I want you to rejoice in it, knowing that there is no weapon, nowhere formed that can prosper. So we rejoice today in life, knowing that we are alive, knowing that all things are well. In the Course of Miracles, when it talks about our ability to look within, it says this about miracles, that miracles demonstrate that learning has occurred under the right guidance. For learning, you see, is invisible. And what has been learned can be recognized only by its results. And I want you to know that you have learned your lesson well. And the right results that's showing up now is that you see this light of God, as the writer of Matthew and Luke talked about, this kingdom of God that's within you and all around you. So this is where I want you to land today. And as you move about your day and move about your week, this is where I want you to land, so that you can stay in a position of joy and rejoicing today, and just relax and just chill out. When the writer of Luke said this, that the kingdom of God is within you and it's all around you, and we know that the Holy Spirit's presence, this presence of God, We don't see that with the natural eye, but we see the results of it. So when we did that little visualization a few moments ago, and we was looking at the light and seeing yourself being covered from the outside and the inside, everything connecting, all the way being rooted and grounded in the light from below, the light above, the light all around you, knowing that you are secure. I want you to get this and allow yourself not to be afraid or to shut down because something sounds a little different. I want you to know that everywhere that you go, every place that you stand, you are rooted and grounded in the light of God, in the love of God, in the peace of God, and you are covered. And that there is nothing that can prevail against this light. Nothing that can prevail against the kingdom of God. That is why the writer of Luke said that. He said, not only is it in you, it's all around you. So you have to see yourself connected like that. In the school of technology, when we talk about the technology of prayer, one of the things that we really get people to begin to see is that there is no disconnection between you and God. And for many years, we prayed from a position of believing that we were separate from God. We prayed from a position that God was somewhere way up in the heavens, somewhere that, you know, and we had to beg and plead for him to see us and to hear us. But in this season, beloved, that Holy Spirit presence that's in you, you have to see that as not something separate from you. And I know the whole way that we experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit in our churches, it still always made us feel like something from outside had to come into us, but we knew the Holy Spirit was already given. But rather, in this season, I want you to think of it as something in you finally aligned with all that was around you, all that was in heaven. So what am I saying? I don't want you in this season to really think of yourself as disconnected from God. That God has to hear you and you have to beg for him to hear you because God's in you. He's all around you. So rather we say God, Holy Spirit's presence. We talk about light of God. We're talking about the same substance that is infinite, that is everywhere present. It is in you and it's all around you. And when you begin to see yourself emanating with this light, I want you to be able this week as you go about your week, seeing this light touching everything that needs to be touched. And I don't want you to say anything. I don't want you to go into a warfare. You don't have to go into, you know, praying in the spirit. Just relax and see this light that you carry, that you're connected to. This light, this presence that is God, this presence that is the Holy Spirit's presence, see it touching your body and bringing the healing and the wholeness that you need. See it touching your mind, bringing you to the peace, bringing you to the resting place in your mind and in your mental facilities that you need. See this light touching your finances and allowing your finances to stretch and to grow and to increase because we are one with God. So we want to rejoice today knowing that all is well. So for today, as you put yourself in the space of being connected to the divine presence of God, to the Holy Spirit's presence, to this light of God that brings life, that brings increase. I want you to see yourself covered all around. You remember when the writer recorded that, you know, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, the light of God, the power of God. I don't want you to think that there's anything in hell. That's why we talk about being connected all around, even grounded from below, above, that there's nothing nowhere. Everywhere you go, there's nothing but the consciousness of God Nothing but the light and presence of God. And then you see, beloved, when you can start really keeping your mind there, keeping your faith there, you will no longer have any faith in the enemy being close up on you every single day, working ill will towards you every single day. And I want us to do this as we're rejoicing today. I just want you to take a breath and say, all is well. I want you to say, all is well, and I am greatly loved. I am greatly supported. I am divinely guided. Because there is so much love for you. It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. We're not looking at that today. We just want to rejoice. So we're hitting the reset button. Even as we're in a new quarter, we're hitting the reset button today. And what do we want to do first? We want to just come to this place of being in joy, being in peace. I don't want you to get busy today with the next 30-day goal, the next 30-day plan. That's why I don't do mine the first day. I do mine the 25th of the month before. That week of the 25th is when I do the 30-day plan for the next 30 days. So I don't want you to be busy with any of that today. I want you to come to the place of being where you are allowing your divine self to just rejoice. How can you rejoice? You're going to shift today into this place of all is well. And I'm speaking to somebody today, and I want you to know that all is well. I speak the word of God to hit you now from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And I want the light of Christ that is in this global community right now, as we are connected together, that each and every one of you, the light of God burns brightly today, and it's increasing in everything in your life, and it's touching. And I literally can see, as we are here in this light today, pathways opening up for health, and for financial increase, and for relationships to come to new levels of peace, new levels of joy, new levels of manifesting the desired result that you want to see in your life. So today we rejoice. Today we are so thankful for resurrection power. And beloved, you have that power because we are in the life, in the light of God. You have that power to bring things back to life. And the first thing we bring to life today is you. And I decree and declare, you shall not die but live, that you may declare the works of God in your life. It is not over. I want to say this as we prepare to go today. We talked about having this collective impact, so that we are moving out and changing communities. And I'm excited about that. And I know that that's where we're landing moving forward. That now it's time for each and every one of us, each and every one of you that's in this community. I want you, as we prepare to move out in this next phase and this next level of manifestation, to begin to embrace your greatness and embrace your brilliance, because we need what you are here to bring to the table to revive and resurrect communities as we begin to affect change through structures and systems and programs and policies. That's the strength. That's how we're going to see. That's how we're going to see the results of all this power that we have. So as we prepare to move out and you bring all of you to the forefront, this is the season now for you to be confident in your ability. And I decree and declare, you shall not die but live, that you may declare the works of God in your home, in your community. And I decree and declare that today, there is a fresh anointing being released over your mind, and you will begin to see the world differently. I can sense that even right now, as cells are being reborn and rearranged, and that the divine code that was encoded in you from the foundation of the world, that that comes to the forefront and that your worldview begins to change. And you will begin to see that it's not over. We are living so much longer. And for those of you in this community, my baby boomers, if you're 50, 60, 70 years old, it's not over. It is not over. But I honestly believe we're getting to do our best work as we are working transgenerational. You are here for a purpose and a reason, and that is you're in a unique position that we can reach back and glean from former generations and get ready to empower and push forth this next generation that's coming on the scene. It is real and it is exciting. So let's glean from that and let's rest in this position of power today, this position of strength. Let's just rest here knowing that the joy of the Lord is your strength, meaning as you joy in this presence and this power of God. And I want us to do more in this. I want us to do more with understanding how we are moving and affecting change in this earth realm. We will be in the early morning empowerment community tomorrow at 6 a.m. And we are starting that 5-week course on how to discover and release unconscious blocks. We've got to get that done. And so you still have time to go and register. And if you go to, well, I want you to just Google, if you Google Dr. E Success Lounge, it should be the first thing to come up. It'll be like Dr. ES Success Lounge. And it'll be a link there that should take you right to the page where you can enroll for the course. I had to move the platform to another platform that can support the traffic that I know that we're going to be getting. So you still have time to join us. I want to see you in that global empowerment community. Now, the long way to go around, the quickest way I could tell you to get there, if you don't Google, you can go to ElonaSanders.com/UB for unconscious blocks. And when that page come up, you will have to click on the enroll and it'll take you to another page where the platform actually is for the course. All right, beloved, I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Be joyful. Be happy. Rest and relax. Remember, no pressure today. Truly, take the day off and just rest and relax and enjoy your family. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Sow a seed today and be a blessing at ElonaSanders.com. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook, at Elona Sanders. You can visit my website at ElonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ElonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.